Okay, what I'd like to do, I think you spent most, a lot of time on it. I'd like to mention the, just to finish up this question of Shen V'ayin and Geishin, and just to finish up the Ramban and to move into, to Lo Yitama, to Tumah Rishus HaChayva. The Ramban said, Mikol Mokoy Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma Timna K'chol Adin V'Shemon HaRav U'K'goyin Mitzvah HaGeishin. And K'chol Adinim, I have to say, K'chol Adinim K'chol Mitzvah HaGeishin. Question, what exactly does he want with that? Kechol adinim, mitzvahs geishin, shen v'ayin is this. So you could have said, the same way as I mentioned last week, the same way that a priori, shen shichov, shen v'ayin is a steer to mitzvah men tavodu, and still it's a mitzvah. Geishin is a steer, the same as geishin is a steer to nesu'in, but and still it's a mitzvah. It's the same type of thing, okay? And you could have said, since it's hafkor from another mitzvah, maybe that's good for the reason why it's a din, because you can't have a mitzvah to mafki another mitzvah. Okay? So I just want to point out one point and one food and a little bit for food for thought and then continue. After Tapola Shen V'ayin, is there still a mitzvah of Olam Ben Tavodu, and just the mitzvah Shichor is Mafkia? Or once there's a mitzvah Shichor because of Shen V'ayin, there's no more mitzvah of Olam Ben Tavodu? So which one would you have said? No, the mitzvah doesn't exist, right? Yeah. It's not this hafkor, okay? In Geishin, when he decides to megarish his wife, the takif, he decides to megarish his wife, it's the chav mitzvah to megarish his wife, okay? But is there still a mitzvah? We said that the mitzvah of the olam ben tavodu is not only that lechos do portion, not only to have the Eved, to be machzik the Eved, right? And it could be by in the suin also. The mitzvah is not the tabas kedushin, but the mitzvah is to machzik and isha b'nisuin, okay? But until he gives the get, l'cheira, there's a mitzvah, he's being machzik his wife in the suin, okay? So I could have imagined that geishin is not a mitzvah, because it's a hepech from another mitzvah, and therefore it's a din. But Shen V'ayin is not a hepech from another mitzvah, because in the moment that the mitzvah shichro, when Bezin paskins, because according to Ramban, there's no mitzvah of shichro even at the point before the Hamod Bedin, okay? I don't know when the mitzvah lola ben tavodu was parka. It could be that with the shen v'ayin itself before the amod bedin. Before amod bedin, there's no mitzvah, because it's only knas. That's what he says, correct? But after there's a psak, there's no mitzvah lola ben tavodu. There's no mitzvah lola ben tavodu. So you can't say that the shichro is kilo a hepech and a stira. So to make, if that's the reason to make Shen V'ayin into a din, because the hepach of mitzvah and the raiz geishin l'cheira is a little difficult, okay, and even stranger, okay, when you look at geishin and you see the issue of shirana and not shirana, okay, the Ramban calls, the Ram calls Geirish and Alma. Very clear. Okay. So it's an Emes Tzivui. Okay. It's only the Ramban that takes Shein V'ayin, or the Ram that puts the whole thing in called into the din of Eved K'nayni. But to use Geirishin as kiyu or proof to tell you something about Shichor, I don't know if it's necessary, and Geirishin v'chayri shvacha, I would have said. I mean, what do you see in Geirishin? I mean, if Geirishin tak is a din, okay, but I don't know if Geirishin is a din. And that's the Ram in Reish Chav Beis. And it's very interesting. In Reish Chav Beis, the mitzvah is Gerishin. Then he calls it Alma. Shnitz Tavinu Legarish, B'Sefer Davka, Im Nirtzen Legarish. No mitzvah Legarish. If you just, that's what you want to do, you do it with a Sefer. Although the mitzvah is, you want a Legarish, you shouldn't stop throw your wife out of the house. But you should do it with a sefer. Okay? And that was Nischadish after Matan Torah. So that was before Matan Torah. It was bye-bye Charlie or bye-bye John and Shalom Yisrael. And that's the state in Rambam. And after Matan Torah, the mitzvah is Legarish b'sefer Davka. And that's the mitzvah. And interesting, the Ram surrounds it. Reish Chof Aleph is the din. Yefas Toyah, and Reish Chav Gimel is the Din Seita, and both of them are Shranas. But Geirishin is an Alma. So the Ram puts it and surrounds it to tell you very clearly that the Din of Geirishin is an Alma. It's not Shranas. I don't know what the Ramban wants, because even the Svara is a nice Svara, and you could have said, let me even tell you something else, okay? Let me try to explain to you a little bit about Shran and Alma, with the Ramban, with Rabbi Shua Nogin. I'll tell you what I do know, what I don't know, whatever, okay. He calls Shrano in Mitzvah Tzadi Hei, Tzadi Vav, there, when he talks about Shrano, he says, Atzivui Bahaskomo Ve'enu Hechreches. It means you decide to do it. There's no Hechach to do it. Okay. But L'chira, he doesn't mean that every mitzvah which is eino chayva, or any mitzvah which depends upon a tnai, he called a mitzvah sheino hechreches, because the Rambam, for example, says mezuzah you're not chayiv if you don't have a house. And the Rambam is not going to say that the mezuzah is a shrana. The Rambam is very clear that he puts mezuzah as the alma. And the Rambam peirik yud alef hilchos brachos halacha beis. Yesh mitzvah say shod mechayiv lishtadil v'lirdoi ad shiyase oiso going to fill the sukkah v'lulav v'shoifo v'eilu hein anikoyim choyvo l'fi shod mechayiv al koponim la'aseis. Yesh mitzvah she'eno choyvo el doimu l'rishus k'goyin mezuzah. Umayke. She ain't odd chayiv lishkoin bebayis a chayiv mezuzah. Kedeshi asa mezuzah. Eli im rotze lishkoin ko yomu be'oil o besvina yeshiv. V'chein ain't o chayiv lishkoin bebayis kedelas is ma'ake. But if he has a bayis, he has to make a ma'ake. But no one's going to say that Micah and Mezuzah are Shrana. So l'cheira is what he means. Baskoma eino hechreches. That it's ki'ilu, it's the rotzein hatera, that if someone who touches the veil is tamei, and it's only a hera, and it's not really a, it's not a mitzvah on condition like mezuzah. That's not what he's talking about. And then he says at the end of the tshuva of Yeshua, and I'm just trying to tell you what it is, or what it isn't, okay? He says, Kavanosi b'chol mokim, or maybe Kavanosi kivan, b'chol mokim shu'oime chuka, which means shirano, when the Ram used the word shirano, he gam nikris tzivui. It's also called a tzivui, Kivanchi mitzvah. And it's a very strange thing. I would have said it's the opposite. What?
Is that circular reasoning?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. He says, in other words, it's a very strange thing. I would have said if it is a tzivui, it's a tzivui, and therefore it's a mitzvah. And you get the impression is it's called the tzivui, because we happen to know it's in a class of mitzvah saseh, and mitzvah saseh happens to be tzivui. And then he means something amazing, that it's not really a tzivui, it's only a tzivui in a generic term, because it's part of a greater class, which is called tzivui, and then comes down almost something like the Rabbi to say name of father, or the letter we have that it's really in Yoni Ateya. But it's called a tzivui because it's a mitzvah seh. It's mamish logically. I just want to say, when I saw that lashon today and I was working on it, I said to myself, it's just the opposite. It's just, you know, it's just the opposite we thought about. You know, see,
it
I don't think it's
the problem.
What?
It solves the problem, simply.
Yeah, he's not telling you that there's any tzivui here at all. Then so he says with a tzivui shene reches, and he ends off, and really it's just a tzivui to fit in a generic group, and might not really be a tzivui, because the whole reason the tzivui is because called a mitzvah. Okay, and I thought in Ramah is the opposite. After Sherei Shmini, you can't be a mitzvah unless it's a tzivui. And he's saying the reason it's a tzivui, because it's a mitzvah say. And it's just the opposite. And l'cheira, that can't tell you. The fact that you put it in the category, it means you put it in the category even before you knew this. So it means to be. It means, why did you put, how did you put ashrana in the minyan mitzvahs, I say, l'chayinu is a mitzvah say. Because you can't say the tzivui because the mitzvah say. That doesn't make any sense. You had to know that it was a mitzvah say. So, but if, in order to be a mitzvah say, you need to be a tzivui, then how do you put it in? The whole thing is logically ridiculous. Okay?
So the problem is Sherei Shmini.
The problem is Sherei Shmini. And it's, I don't know, maybe it's even more than that. The Sherei Shmini talks a long discussion about language, and you get the impression that it's something real. But, you know, and we had the other problems that we had other proofs here and there. I mean, it's more than that. I think we had a whole slew of proofs that probably is some type of mitzvah. And you see, the problem only is even more so if you accept that it's just in Yonei HaTeira, and therefore could be a mitzvah say, so why is the Rambam bothered that it's a reshus? And why does it bother him to say the mitzvah is not to become tomei? I mean, in Yonei HaTeira is enough. So what difference does it make if it's reshus? And why does it go out of his way to find it's no gain to other Dini HaTeira? What does he need it for? It's all very strange, okay? But I just thought that part of the, okay? That part is just, you know, logically, you know, a little strange, okay? But I would have told you whatever you would have said, okay? It's not clear to me, once you put something in the category of Shurano, that someone has two people who are mamish on equal scales coming to the Olam Emes, and one has one Shurano that the other one doesn't, okay? Okay? One of them sent his Evid out, B'Shem Ba'ayin, or something like that. Or one, you know, whatever the dinim of Shurano are, it's not clear to me there's a kiyum in Shurano. Just Hayulah Satera. See, in mezuzah, there's certainly a kiyum. If you ain't Ochai Lishtad, it's the Chabrocha in mezuzah. Okay?
What's a kiyum in Tumen and Vela?
I understand, that's what I'm saying, but the Rambam calls it Shurano. So I tell you, maybe there's no kiyum. But you have to. The mitzvah is litame. The Rambam's law litame. In other words, that din tumo, and that's the mitzvah. And it's nogeya to other dinei atera. But that mitzvah, that's a kiyum. A little difficult for me to imagine. That's all I'm just pointing out to you. See, I can imagine. No, see, the love you say name of father that. In Ve'eshav is Exela Shagoza. In Nita Klase, that also it doesn't give you plaudits. In the other members, that someone has the same amount of mitzvahs, another one was a gazan which made equal to someone, but he was Meshav the Exela, and the other one wasn't a Gezel B'chlal. It's Andrish, L'chayre, you know. But there I can imagine it's a kiyum, okay? Or the Dgufi need the kiyum, Roti Mafkiya, okay? We can imagine a kiyum which requires, a mitzvah which requires is an inflection of a veil, maybe it has different dinim. But it's a chamitzvah. Okay? But here, it's only shrana. Okay? Ne'er ba'al who's meifa nidri ishtoi, according to Rambam. Bachochum who's matir. Naya mitzvah, naya kiyum. That's what I'm just trying to tell you. I'm just telling you what the issues are. At the beginning of the tshuva of Rabbi Yeshua Nogin, you would have said mitzvah shein achreiches haskoma. You would have thought something like mezuzah. But you think about it, hot to tom mezuzah ganzen. Stama hiro. Okay? And then at the end of the tshuva, it's like the world just blew up. Because the reason why it's called a tzivri, because the mitzvah say, which is counterintuitive, which asks you what a mitzvah say and what's he talking about.
I'm not sure I said it.
And the Rambam, on the other hand, is going out his way to tell you the whole thing really doesn't make much of a difference, even though he uses the expression, because in Sadi Hey, he says that our forest of Dome, he starts off because of Shrano. He started Alma, and then he calls it Alma and Shrano, and he back and forth. Okay? So there probably is some different. But it's a minyan mitzvah, no difference. What's he trying to tell us? And there's no raya, all I'm trying to tell you. Yeshua Nogid, you know, for the Makom Munach, he was the Ram's great grandson. He's not there privy. You know, the same way the Ram's son doesn't necessarily tell you what Ram meant. The Ram means something over here. But to say that it's a Shuran is a tzibur because it's the class of mitzvahs I say is mind-boggling. Okay? Just want just to read that to you. And you know, if you don't believe it. You see, I assume these tshuvas were written in Arabic. Okay? I'm not sure, I can't tell you, but I should read the introduction. But he says very clearly. Havanasi b'chol mokim shehi oimer chuka he gam kein nikris sivui. Kevon shehi mitzvahs, and this is lois sase ase. Lois ase is in parentheses because that's a mistake. See mitzvah ase. Avo me matein bebitu ichuka mishum she'eno hechrechi. And then the avol doesn't make much sense. What does he want with avol? Because once he said that it's only really a tzivui because it's in the minyan asei, so why does he have to say that it's eno hechrechi? It's a double portion, it's not hechrechi. I just don't get it. What does he want with the avol afterwards? Okay, say that's scoop here. Okay, just that I thought, you know, I do apologize for this, but I thought since we spent so much time on it, you want me to bang it to the bottom. Okay, I think it's clear. I think that there's a difference between Gerushin and Shen Vayin. I think that's clear. It's just, you know, that's what I would say, and I think this point about the Shrana is also a very clear point. Okay? And, you know, and that's the bottom line, because sometimes you can bleed by Tzorchim. But I think it's very clear. We know exactly what we're talking about, exactly what we're not talking about, exactly what we know, exactly what we don't know. I don't think there's anything unclear over here. Okay? Well, now, I just want to now tie up the Ramban, okay? The Ramban calls Shen V'ayin Adin Min Adinim. Okay? Now, it's very clear also that the Ramban counts Dinim Min Adinim in Dinim independent of his discussion that he called Shen V'ayin, because the Ramban happens to not disagree with the Ramban from all the Dinim the Ramban has from Reish Lamed Vav to the end of Minyan Mitzvah Seh. And only one of them, Lao Gesaroidev, is not a Shrana. And he says, not a Din also there. And, however, the Ram is Masalik from Minyan Mitzvah. He says after the mitzvah sasei and the minyan loisa say the end viatim tovin komash kasavnu bedini mitzvah sasei tirish salaknu b'cheshboinenu shalorav mitzvah hei zayin pei hei umitzari hei ad kufches yud dalad dini tumo. So Ramban knocks out Tumah. So it's not because he knocks out Dinim, because he has Dinim. See, Kul said that the Ramban is Moina the same way as Moina Isuya say. You know, Nikumva say, maybe he could also be Moina Dinim. Ramban is Moina Isuya say. The Olea Hashem called Kabonis, he's Moiner, that he can't be marked of something which is not from the Gimel Minei, the Gimel Minei, but you can't be marked of this, not which is Bok of Itzayin, whatever, at the beginning of the, you know, you'll see the list of things that he's Moiner there. Okay? The only thing is, you could have said a priori that he's not Moina once he's Moina Isui, I say maybe Stam is Moina in Yonei Atero, and maybe he's like the Gram. But if he's like the Gram, Or you can say no. That he holds you to tzivui. But Nis HaSeh is also tzivui. He just learns that any tzivui which is not in the lashon of la loy al pen nishomer could have been a Nis HaSeh. As long as it's not formulated as an ashara, it could be Nis HaSeh. But you need tzivui. So the nafkamina is the account in Yoneh Atera according to Rambam. But if you count in Yoneh Atera, so the question is, what's the Ramban's problem with Tuma? And the Ramban says the problem of Tuma is because you count Tuma, you should count Mumin. And Mumin you don't count, even if Nogeta are the mitzvahs, because only a din, and Rishus you certainly don't count. Anything with Rishus you don't count. So if it's Yoneh Atera, Rishus doesn't make any sense. So the Chayr also comes down to mitzvahs. And that, you would have said, is support of the fact he's not Chaylik on Sheirish Shemini. He doesn't disagree with the Etzim Sheirish. He just says that he says Tumas Rishus. And that's Nifas, not in the Minyan mitzvahs. It's not worse than Mumin. That's his Hasoga. And Lechera, you have to say that Shmira, there's no mitzvah to be ashamed, but when you happen to do a shame, you have to be noeg like the parasha, it's not a rishus. But Tuma Bechlau is rishus gomu. Well,
once you're tummy, then you have restrictions.
Yeah, but those restrictions are separate lavim. They're not. It's like it's like mumin. He says it's like mumin. So we said because mumin in the parasha, according to the Ram, mumin the parasha, mumin explained it in mum. Here the separate parasha, the veil of this, so it might be different. The chayes that you have to know. Okay, let's go on. Because is, I think it's also true that according to Ramban and Dinim, I would assume according to Ramban, in Dinim there's no Kiyum. So that I don't know also. See, if you don't violate, and Isa say, you have a Kiyum?
Why is it different than a law?
Oh, if you don't violate a law. So I always thought, and I think I can bring out there, I don't want to go into this now. If you want, I'll do it next week. If you want, I'll go and bring it out for the other room. Then the halachas deus is mashma. That in our schol is the ancient. And a mitzvah is this to get tzchar in the other members. But it's a very clear thing. One is, not to get messed up, and the one is to get brownie points. Even though you're not doing mitzvah, I'm not the kabbal schar, okay? So I would have said, Nis HaSeh, also you don't get schar for not being over, correct? So I don't know, I have to more say, so chasen ish, he talks about it, which is also very strange. If you want to talk about it, but it's very strange. Pashas is, the story is the Pashas, like the Baha goes, and that's the story, okay? So L'chere, even though it's an Isa, but if it's an Isa say, if the mitzvah kumva say, I can imagine scham. In Dinim, I don't know if I can imagine scham, okay? But Isui I say, I'm not sure also I can imagine scham. Okay? Just a point.
Because you're not doing anything, that's the point.
No, because it really is an Issa. It's just an Issa which happens to be in a category called mitzvahs, I say.
And what's Nevela?
What?
What's Nevela?
I think Ramban doesn't have a minyan. I've seen Dinam, I also would say there's no Kiyum. You know, you could say that if there's no kumvase, you can't imagine a kiyum. Could be, yeah, could be, it's true. Okay. But in dinim, I wouldn't imagine a kiyum, I say, but I can't tell you. Okay, that's the issue, okay? Now, okay, next. Lo yitamo. Lo yitamo. So Ramban says, Lo yitamo rishus. Ramban Sherish Aleph, that's what he's starting off with, to telling you, L'chor konti mishmo Rebbe Akiva, you have separate mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs. Because, L'dehine l'das Rebbe Yishmo, Yechsum kan, Sholosh mitzvahs as min ramach. Because Lo yitamo is rishus, according to Rebbe Yishmo, and Rebbe Akiva is mechayva. And according to Rebbe Akiva, it's a mitzvah, and according to Rebbe Yishmo, it's not. That's what he says. So I want to explore whether that's true. Whether if Lo yitamo is rishus and choiva, it changed minyan mitzvahs. Okay. Hazeh shteit Ramban, correct? Right? Is that what he says? Again, Lo yitamo rishus, Rebbe Akiva im choiva, hine ledas Rebbe Yishmoel, Yechsun kan cholish mitzvah min ramach. That's very clear. Very clear. Very clear statement. Sigmo and Seita, Gimel and Aleph. Lo yitam rishus, divav yishmo, rabbi kivo im achayva. So the binyan mitzvahs, according to Ramban, depends on rishus and chayva. And since it's, whether it's rishus and chayva, it's a question of the mitzvah and chayva, beseda. I would tell you, this conclusion which he draws, there's a nafkamini minyan mitzvahs where he says, lo yitamo is rishus achoivo, is not true. According to the Rambam. According to Ramban, it may be true. But according to Rambam, it's not true. Okay? That is the postulate over here. Open up minyan mitzvahs, mitzvahs asei lamed zayin. Va mitzvah halamed zayin. Say that? He shenitztavinu shiistamu hakohanim lekrivim haniskorim batera. Lefishi kivan shemonon hakosuv milihistame lemeis bilvad covered who covered lehem. They're the ones, keep every word in mind, that Torah has enjoined them from being metame to mesim betul covered, that they be nay covered in the kedushas kuna, covered lehem. It's Lahem, I don't know if Lahem. It's Kedushasim. I guess that's goofy part of the case. I don't know. We'll cover Lahem, he says. Vihita Lahem, Listam and Kuivim. Okay. So you could have said it's a covered. Not to Mimitame, covered Lahem. But there's a heta to Kuivim, correct? Hoye Efsha Lachshay. Ramban is a logical possibility, and Lechor, what he's doing, is a logical possibility, and Lechor, what he's explaining is Rabbi Yishmoel. Hoye Efshe Lachshev, Sezeh Toli Biritzainam, Ushezeh Rishus Bovad. You could have learned like that, and Azeh Laant Rabbi Yishmoel, or Maisa, correct? im rotzi yistame, vim loy rotzi lo yistame. Lefika chiti aleim eze v'chivon b'chiv. He learns, odo shtei neteo, lo yitame, od di etzim it's a tzivui. That's the question, is it a tzivui or not? You could learn it's not a tzivui. But once you learn a kivu, it's the chatzivu. There's nothing to talk about, correct? Vu omro yisale, lo yitamo. Gutsoini loima, lacho yisai. He shimatame lacho yisai. And he's chayim. Veloshin sifro, lo yitamo, mitzah. Leirotzer leitame metame leise bal kocha. O meise, be yeise vakoyen, she meise ishte be eva pesach. Leirotzer leitame lo, because he wanted mekainitz pesach. Vedoch fuhu hachomim, vetim uhu al kocha. Vizu atzmo. And now he does something. Okay, so until this point, you could have said, so I'm buying hook, line, and sinker. And the Rambam is saying, I passing a bekiva, and therefore it's minyan mitzvah, okay? If he would have stopped here. But he says, vizu atzmo mitzvahs evel. Vizu atzmo mitzvahs evel. Kleimar! Shekol odem Yisrael chayev lis abel al kloik al kloivov. With Saini Lema, chamisha meise mitzvah. Umachmas. Okay. So vizu atzma mitzvahs evel. Now, if you had any doubts of what he's saying, let him continue. Umachmas chomer chiyuv ze'er is chiyuv ze'er be'er b'koyen asher humuzil al hatumo shiistame al koponim kisha Yisrael kidei shelo yeklu b'dinei ho'aveilus. It's the Torah is trying to use the chiyuv tuma as a kohen to show you of a kohen to metametis kovim the chaymer or how chomor or how important the mitzvah velus is. Ukvar nizboye shavelus yom rishon daraisa. Ubebeye omu bimoye koton. Avol eno neyeg avelus biregel. I avelus de me korehi osi ase de rabim. Vidoch yase de yochid. So state and foolish in the Gemara that ovel. Is the chamitzvah say? Hine nizboyer shechiv avelus deoraisa ushihi mitzvah say. If you any doubt about what he's saying, he says it. V'dafka b'yom rishon levad avoshar me'ashiva yomim drabonon ushafilu hakoyen yinhag. Aves we are mission, we tam in the koivo. Okay. Veshafilu, if you have any doubt about this, veshafilu hakehain, yinog aves we are mission, we tam in the koivo. Okay. So is tumor a separate mitzvah? Or tumor is a shiurin in the mitzvah avelus? Behovein zeh. Ukva izboi mishpnei mitzvah zu, meseches mashkin, ubekam makoymes bebrochis uksuvois viyavomis viyavodizoro ubesifro beparshes emu el kohanim v'chiv ze shor machayv lezakoyim litame lekoyvim eino chayv lenoshim lefi shemisha huzer shelo yitame lezulas hakoyvim hu shi yitstave litame lekoyvim. Aber Kohen ist kiemen schul huzu al tumas mes, kamo she evai mekoyma, kach eino lea tzivoy, vlo chi uvli tame, aber chayevis, bea velus, va tumo tluye bilitzeno. Vedaze. Okay.
So, just a sniff of
velus. So, if you possibly be shmoyal, the mitzvah changes the minyan mitzvahs?
Like women.
Okay. See, if you say that avelus and tumah are two separate mitzvahs, nicha. But if you learn that tumah is just an expression of avelus, the whole issue of chayvin rishus is irrelevant in minyan mitzvahs. It's an important thing to know what you should do. You know, you would be chayiv or not. You know, it's nice, you know, halacha l'maase, you have to know. But in terms of minyan mitzvahs, sotan tan ganze. Minyan kotze. Mitzvah say, lamed zayin. Liyois hakohanim mitamen l'kolbehen. ומסעבל נעליהם כשאר ישראל, שהן מצויים לסעבל על מסיהם, שניהם לא יתאמו. Everyone's מחויים לסעבל. Correct?
הן ישאר ישראל.
Right? So it means that לא יתאמו is not a mitzvah בפני עצמו. It's a shiurin in the mitzvahs ovel.
It's a new gavelus by Cohen.
That's the impression you get. The other thing, it certainly is, because look at the thing. That's clearly what he says. He says, "Shafilo kain nina gavelus v'tamel koivov." Okay.
According to the Ramban, what's the...
One second. I'm going to take care of everything one at a time. Just want to show you... In Mishneh Torah, it's very clear. You see, I don't know what's going on in Sefer Mitzvahs. In Sefer Mitzvahs, the mitzvah might be tumah, and avelus is, is shum. I'm not sure exactly how it works, okay? In Mishneh Torah, it's very clear the mitzvah is avelus, and tumah is a shum in the avelus. So the Ram says in Sefer Mitzvah, the mitzvah is lo yitamo. But I'm not sure if you don't have lo yitam, the mitzvah might be avelus. Okay? I assume, okay? Because in Reish Hilchos Ovel he says, Yesh bo ha'aba mitzvah say, and v'zeh u'pirton, l'sabal ha'akoyim, v'afilu k'yim mistamei, u'misabal ha'akoyim. But it's certainly true that it's nigo avelus, okay? But the mitzvah avelus in Mishneh Torah, clearly. Okay? The mitzvah natuma, the mitzvah avelus. Even if the mitzvah tuma is chayva, it's a chelik mitzvah avelus. if there wouldn't have been a mitzavelis, he couldn't have had a chiv tumor. Mitzah say, Perik Aleph Halach Aleph, Lis Abel Ala Krivim, Shnev Bechalti Chatzayom, Eitim Mein Hashem, Vein Abelis Min HaTera, El Abiyom Rishon Bovad, Shehu Yom HaMisa V'Yom HaKfur. Avo Shara Shiva Yomim, Eino Din Tera. Afo Pish Nem Bateo V'Yasa Lo Ve'Elo Shivas Yomim, Nit Teres Chad Shalocha, Moshe Abeinu Bechule. The mitzah is avelus, and you learn that for chalti chatzayom ha'anita bein Hashem, not from lo yitamo. The mitzah is very clearly in Mishnah Torah, it's avelus. But still in Mishnah Torah, lo yitamo is not a kiyum b'fnei atzmo, but it's a kiyum avelus. Because the Rambam Perek Beis of Hilchos Ovel halacha vav, kama chamura mitzvahs avelus, shari nitches lo atumo. But that the lo yitamo is a shur in the mitzvah over. And it's a mitzvah of chazayoyim, ayitim el Hashem. And the whole din of choyvo and tumo is only raid off from the chum of mavelus. And the mitzvah, chavelus doesn't do the mitzvah tumor. Tumor is a chayim and avelus. So, but the Mandiom Lo Yitam is Mishulis, and clear in Sefer Mitzvahs that the Lo Yitam should be Mishulis, and the Mitzvah is the Chavelis. Where the Mitzvah Chavelis comes from, it doesn't tell you. He just says Chazal say it's a Mitzvah. This is very strange. In Mishnah Torah, it's clear. The lo yitam, it's the mitzvah is v'chal t'chatzayom eitim min Hashem. The mitzvah is lo yitam ben shalom ha'Yisrael. And lo yitam is a raif m'choyim ha'avelus. And lo yitam is a kiyum ha'avelus and shalom ha'Yisrael. But the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah is a little strange. He's trying to tell you that it's part ha'avelus, okay? On the other hand, he tells you the mitzvah is lo yitam. Okay.
Why is it important to the Rambam to have the whole life tumma here? You know, the tzad of Rabbi Shmuel. Why did he say that? He might have said it's rishus.
Yeah.
Why is that? He wants to say there's a mitzvah here.
No, he wants to tell you that the mitzvah is a conglomerate mitzvah of tumma plus avelus. And he says, "Lomer velus the chamitzas say." He says, "Avelus the mitzas say." He proves it independently, right?
I'm just thinking. I don't know why they think it's the whole tumah. You could just quote lashon sifra, mitzvah, and b'zeh ba'atzmo mitzvah ibul. What would I be losing without the?
Why is there mitzvah ibul? But see, according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's not so. He's trying to tell you this, in other words, you could have, there are two different issues over here. He's telling you, he says like this, he says, you see, he's trying to tell you offhand, you could have said this is a separate mitzvah. And he's trying to tell you that it's not a separate mitzvah. And then there should be enough community minyan mitzvahs if it's a separate mitzvah. Umach meschay mechiv ze beya bekoyin asher hu muzer ala tuma she istam al koponim kshayis of kshel yoku b'din avelus. So Losh Sifra, let's go again.
Is that Pirish Makubal according to Rabbi Akiva and Mishma argues?
What?
The Pshat Lo Yatoma, is that a Pirish Makubal according to the Sifra, according to Rabbi Akiva and Mishma argues? Is that a Pirish Makubal?
I don't know who said the Pirish Makubal. The Pshat is Haram Tupa the Pasuk.
The lesson in Chinuch sounded like it was a Pirish Makubal.
It could be true, but I don't know if it's a right Ram. I don't know what the Chinuch happens to hold the Pirish Makubal. I can't tell you anything. All I can tell you is that Lecher, if you look over here in Rambam, he says, Lefi Shekivin Shemona Makosim Elistame Lemeis Bilvad Kovud Lehem Vital in the Stame the Koivim Hoy Efshalach Zet Tulibiritzoinam Vamitzi He Shestabla Kwan Koivim and his Koim Bash Lefi. In other words, the question is, can you call the mitzvah tumah? Okay? She says, you can call the mitzvah tumah because you're paskin like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Yishmael. She Akiva says, v'amitzvah hi, she has seen it, she is tamed. Ha-kohanim, le-kravim, ha-niskoam batera. Le-fi she-kevin, she-monam ha-kosu, me-le-stamed, le-meis, bu-vaad, Kovel lehem, vita lehem, letan letam lekoiv. You could have said, lo yitam is only a heter. Hoi ef shel achshed, shizeh toli b'yitzoinom, shizeh lishuz b'vad, imot yistam, evim lo lotzo yistam, then you couldn't call this mitzvah tumo. And he's calling the mitzvah tumo in Sefer Mitzvahs. Lefit rechita lehem ezeh v'chivom b'chiv. And he learns that's posh pshat and posh. Doesn't call who amro yisale lo yitami? Quotes a pasuk. It's nothing more than that. Ritzeni loyma lachesai.
So it's clear in Sefer Mitzvah that it's mitzvah tumah. You can't have any sukkah.
Right. Right, but v'losh in sifra loy. But he says afterwards he has a long discussion of avelus and mitzvahs. I say he doesn't say avelus is a mitzvah. I say only because tumah is a mitzvah. I say. Is that what you're going to say? V'losh sifro lo yitame mitzli mitzvah lo yirotze letame mitame lo yisib al kocho maise mikri yisib al koye shemese ishte be'er pesa v'lo yirotze letame lo v'dochvu chachom v'timu al kocho v'zu atzmo mitzvahs evel v'zu atzmo mitzvahs evel klema you get the impression over here, if you read it, that just the opposite of what I said, only Mishnah Torah can say what I said, you get the impression that Rambam was looking for straws. How do you know there's a mitzvah from Avelus? And he's worried. V'chalti chot chaz ayom meitei ben Hashem is only tzibur dvorim ba'almo. There's no tzibur. So he says the mitzvah is lo yitamo. And that's because the Torah held that avelus is so important. Therefore, there's a chiyuv of tumah. But if you don't have tumah as a mitzvah, I don't know what you would do. Okay, and that's why he starts off with tumah, and finishes off with avelus. Whereas in Mishneh Teh, it's very clear that the mitzvah is the chavelus, and he answers the Ramban's kasha, and it doesn't do with anything. And the mitzvah is the chavelus, and the tumah is a shuman avelus. Okay. Now, I wanted to show you something, okay? It's very possible first of all the Rav used to say that the and the Chayyot Doshtet and Rambam Mishnah Teira that the Tumas Kohanim is a chelik from Mitzvahs. Kamachim Mitzvahzu. And he said it's dafka because it's tuchuya. It means to violate the Tushis Kohuna is the Hakim Avelus. And that's why it's dafka on the Kohanim, not on the Kohanois. Okay? Now, I want to tell you what the Ramban Shita is. First of all, it's very possible that Avelis, according to Ramban, is only the Rabbonim. If you look closely in his Loshen in Teresa Odom, he's basically only being what you would call, excuse the word, devil's advocate for the Goyim, but in no way accepts them, because his Lashon is, Bahani Shiva Yomi de Avelusa, Amri Rabbis de Yom Rishon, de Raisa, Vesha Yomi, Vechen Kosaloch of Dolis, the Hochen Ask Rabbon de Avelis Yom Rishon, Yom Kvu de Raisa, the Xirachat Kayom Aite Ben Hashem, Vachis Girma, Vechen Kosaloch of Dolis of Sukas, Lom do Agoyim Avelis Yom Rishon Maninus. Okay, and he says, "Umiu bavadli motzinu sad the divrei agoyim izushamu avol eno noeg avelus beregel dechsev because also achkel treme kol v'chule al meshaych asay bavelus." And then he asks Kashis, and he's achshav ani chizel l'sayei l'divrei hagoyim zal, and he tries to answer them, these Kashis. And he says, "V'kivin she'ain koyin metame loy, ain misabnu lo. In the fallen lav mishum sveka koma mai luachmana, do nefo lav benoy huvadai. Elgzeis akosuhu shalei tame in the fallen. V'lo machachom avelis mituma v'chein liyananinus." And then he says, "V'od ani semech divrei agoyim v'chulei." Elamash mederais and noig avelus, but hochi v'kolch came be over mamish the noig. Ad kan, when he ends off, he siga da'atenu letaret divrei hagoyim zal, ulelamed aleihem schus. So would you say that he happens to accept the goyim? Or he's ready to be a Melitz Yeshiv for the Goyim, the same way he's taken on the Bahag at the beginning of Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay? But not a Chamon Neisei Kelim, and he answers the questions, okay? Even though it's true that Nidvo in Moi Kotn and Daf Yudalid, Omid Beis, very clearly says, Kamo Shechich Rabbeinu Agodol, he says, V'yom Kfu Deraisahu, Kamo Shechich Rabbeinu Agodol B'Sefer Teres Odom, that's Ramban. Okay? It's not clear that's Ramban Shita at all. That's number one. And if I would push a shove, Ad kani sigil etaret divrei agoyim, I would say he doesn't hold Avelus Deraisa. Okay? Then, l'chira, the mitzvah of Tumah really is the Ramban Shitasa, the Tumah is the Kaveh is very important. And also, I would tell you, according to Ramban, Tumah can't be the Mitzvah Avelus. Why? Because the Rav said the Pshat and the Rambam is the Kamah, the Mitzvah Avelus, because of the Isa. Kamah Chomu, that it's Tchuya. The Ramban Shita is Tumah's Kain is Chutra, like Rashi. As they state in Ramban in Teres Odom. That's the Ramban in the Seif Hashar of Inyan Kohan in Brom Nirin Divrei Rashi Shekosov Umituma Gufo Shehutu the Koyin Lenozer the time of the Meis Mitzvah the Lav Shevi Atasu Hainu Taima the Legamin and the Osam Lav Kov Rabbi is the Ovechule Avo it's a Chete or Lesser Loyli Tame Elamez Mitzvah, the Koyim, Kai Gavnu, Lav Dichuihu, the Chachmohu, Vulubikayim Hai, Ela bidi over al hai. Ain't kfuis mes mitzvah, bloy tumul oilam. And therefore it's chutra. Avla say the pesach, inam isadim mitzitzis, kivan, de I say the pesach, alav de kloyim, misham mitzisu, ki osi I say the mes mitzvah, oit sitz the dochiluhu, ki hagav ne mikra dihui. And that's the story. So Rabban the Shitosai, he has to say it's dependent on chayvin lishus. According to the Rambam and Misefa Mitzvahs, you can imagine it, but Mishnah Torah, it's impossible. Okay, so.